You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
And then she has me lie down and she starts massaging my groins. Yeah.
What was going through your mind?
I start praying immediately. I literally start praying, please don't get erect. Please don't get erect. Please don't get up. Please don't get up. Please don't go up. And the more you think about it, the more it starts getting erect. It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm his mother, Karen Lee Potter.
We are chatting about all things sex. Today, we're diving into porn.
Or, how do you like that? As we say, P star star N.
Yeah, just for those platforms that don't like us too much.
Well, we're just educating.
Before we begin, I want to say this episode is dedicated to someone who's been on our podcast, who unfortunately has passed away. We love this guy. We had a great time when he came on. His name is Neil Nanda. He came on episode 249, Finding the Clit with comic Neil Nanda. And he talks about this amazing story about the first time he fingered someone.
It's a very sad story. The guy was a young guy. How old was he?
I wouldn't mean it's a sad story. The story he told is a very funny story.
No, that was a funny story. But
he's a comic. He's
got people thinking like, well, who is this guy and why did he die? You have to, you know. You have to explain a little bit.
It was a suicide. What kind of information you want? The details on how he died?
I like to know.
Just leave it alone.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep that part. You're skirting around the issue. I'm going
right to fingering.
The parts of his life that we can
that's
reminisce.
That's what you have to bring him.
Yeah, it was a memorable moment that he shared on our episode.
It was pretty funny.
Okay. Anyway, if you want to hear the story about him figuring out how to finger for the first time, we even call his friend who taught him how to finger. It was a beautiful episode. It's 249, and we dedicate this episode to him. And
but if any of you have ever had experience with anyone who has passed due to suicide, there are hotlines that you can go to get help for that. So
yeah, we remember him today.
We encourage you to do this.
Yes. On that note.
I'm at somber note.
Let's fucking start it up.
Let's go right to porn.
This question came up actually at your New Year's Eve party.
Right. I had a little New Year's Eve bash at my condo, and we went around and talked about our New Year's resolutions.
Yep. You kind of forced everyone.
Well, you know what? My new son-in-law said he wrote all his resolutions down, so that got me thinking, well, let's hear his and the rest of ours.
Well, it turned out pretty much all of the guys' resolutions were about porn.
All of them?
Everyone mentioned porn at least once. Not me, but everyone did. Yeah.
You were one of the guys.
I talk about porn all the fucking time, but I was surprised that there were maybe, how many guys were there? Six, seven, eight?
It was all guys and myself and your sister.
Okay, seven guys maybe.
A lot of guys.
And
I'd
say five of them were talking about porn, about how they wanted to limit the amount of time they're spending on porn.
Right.
Which then opened up a whole conversation about what people first looked for.
Right.
Porn is this amazing thing. Everyone's looking at this shit. No one's talking about it.
Well, also, I think we should clarify what we mean by porn. It could be anything from when I was a kid. I was looking at Playboy and Playgirl magazines.
Yeah. I didn't know that
We didn't have any.
But our question of the week is, what was the first thing you searched for? So what are you searching through Playboy magazines?
I was searching for anything I could find remotely sexual.
Did you have Playgirl?
I think we went and one of our friends' mothers had it, or fathers, or both. I don't even know if they had Playgirl initially. I think we were just looking at Playboy. We're looking at anything
naked
we could find.
Woman. Naked women, and that would turn you on?
Well, just anything turned me on when I was a teenager.
I'm not judging over here if you were experimenting.
The wind blows and it turned me on.
Okay, all right. All right, so what? This is the question of the week, just to state it clearly. When you first started watching, we even said watching porn, so what is this interpretation?
My interpretation is that a lot of people haven't been able to even find porn because they weren't in the the generations. I don't want to exclude people, Cam.
But if at some point in your life...
It's all ageism here.
No, at some point in your life, you did start searching for porn.
Oh, when everybody else started searching for porn, when we had porn on the internet.
And that's when you started searching for glory holes?
Wait, what are you talking about my porn consumption right now?
The question is, when you first started watching porn, assuming you did, what was the first thing you searched for?
It was not you know what I noticed? And I've talked to a lot of people about this.
Yeah.
You start searching for one thing very benign, and the next thing you know, you're looking at check Glory Hole Secrets. You know what I mean?
You're looking to check Glory Hole Secrets.
Even when we were talking that night about like where you started at one end, and the next thing you know, you're doing something really crazy with Mr. Bean with the farm animals.
Yeah, Mr. Bean did weigh in here, but
he said he'll behave today.
Good, Mr. Bean. We're live on YouTube, by the way. You subscribe to us on YouTube if you want to participate in this live. We're very excited that we have these capabilities. I can't even tell you about
this. Very high tech.
Anyway, we answer the question for a second.
Me?
Yes.
What?
What the question is? What was the first thing you searched for?
I think I like the casting couch.
You knew what it was, casting couch, and then you would just.
I saw one video of. It was not a casting couch, actually. It was a video in a bar where this guy literally lifted up this girl and carried her into another room to have sex. That was very erotic to me.
Oh, wow.
He was actually fingering her as he was carrying her.
There's a lot going on there.
You like that. So you would have liked to seen that video. I don't know where to find it.
Why do you think I would like that video?
Because you seem to be, like, interested.
No, I just said there's a lot going on there.
There was a lot going on there, yeah.
All right.
I like videos with a lot going on there.
Yeah.
What do you like?
You didn't really answer your first search. It was casting couch?
I mean, yeah, probably when I didn't even know you could search. I've never purchased porn.
You're really skirting around this question. You're starting to make me suspect that you were searching for some crazy shit.
You know what? I think I have searched crazy shit, but not the initial time.
Okay.
Have you ever searched crazy shit? I don't even want to hear about you and your yoga. This probably yoga instructor. Search for yoga instructors?
That was probably my first search, but that wasn't, honestly, that was my first experience. My first experience with porn, erotic photos, I would say.
That's what I'm saying. It's not necessarily porn.
I don't know how I came across this AOL profile.
AOL?
And it popped up, and it was just a picture of this woman who was wearing some lingerie, and I still have this image of it, and I would just keep going back to that image over and over and over again.
An image of someone wearing lingerie? You were probably looking at a Victoria's Secret ad.
Blew me away. No, it was something different than Victoria's. It was very sexual.
Well, I thought it was super cute, by the way, of your brother, who said he was looking for beautiful women around the world. How cute is that?
Yeah, it's smart. It's a good... He said the most beautiful girl in the world, he said.
Oh, and then...
Why are you around the... Beautiful women around the world? No, is the most beautiful woman in the girl in the world.
Oh, that's so adorable.
It is adorable. Because why settle for something less than the most beautiful girl in the world?
Right, but then who was the other one? There was some other guy that was saying he was searching for... he was searching for just nude beaches.
Just nude beaches. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just to see if someone was nude on the beach over
right.
there.
That way, yeah. It's not considered anything
phenomenal.
What is it called?
Lothario?
No, what's the word?
Nefarious?
Nefarious, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because no one wants to get caught the first time that they're.
Right. So if you search for just nude beaches.
He was also saying he would have gone to these porn websites, but they all had that intro message box that pops up that says, are you over 18? And he would always just say, no, I'm not over 18. So he couldn't enter.
He couldn't enter. He was very honest.
He was very honest.
I wonder how many people actually click, no, I'm not old enough to join.
I think I might. I don't know.
You'd be too honest too.
Yeah. you're right though, that this question is more geared towards younger audiences that were 12, 13 when they started watching porn, right. You know? Yeah, I don't know. All I can say is that AOL was a thing for me.
For me also, it was reading erotica. I used to like to read Nancy Friday books.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was My Secret Garden.
Yeah, of course, My Secret Garden. I like that book. But you can't really search for yourself. You're kind of given what you know.
Well, you can search the chapters. They surveyed a bunch of different genres of of eroticism.
Very interesting that you're able to get off on erotica. All right, let's turn to the audience over here and see what you guys, if you're live, please feel free to answer this question. When you first started watching porn, what was the first thing you searched for? Mom, are you able to read some of these answers?
I am. Okay, so we got Mr. Bean saying, I'll behave today.
And he introduced himself as Two Pump Chump. Mr. Bean says that glory holes in the Walmart dressing rooms
are fun.
And then I Love Music says there's glory holes in Walmart. Okay, there's a beautiful little dialogue coming on.
Cam is making Mama turn red. No, Mama's not turning red.
Mr. Bean says he's still in the AOL chat room.
Are you still? Is AOL chat a thing still, Cam?
I don't think. I mean, I'm sure it's a thing, but I don't know anyone who uses it. Lyra says, yes, the back page of Bust Magazine. The one-handed, what does that say?
Read.
Look at that. Oh, I like that.
Very funny.
Yeah, very funny. Very funny. Let's turn to the sneaky freaks who texted us, huh? By the way, if you want to text to answer these questions, give us a text at 310-356-3920. That's our text line. We'll text you a question of the week, usually once a month. We're down to recording once a month, so you get one text of us maybe with these questions. But it's a fun one. So Andrew says, I was 14 and loved Britney Spears, so I searched for her and other various pop stars. Now, this was a common response for us, celebrities.
Celebrities, exactly.
And I will say that Britney Spears was also on my list as well.
Do you know who you used to like?
Who?
Was it Miley Cyrus? No, it was another
Liz
one.
Liz McGuire. Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff. You loved Hillary Duff.
Yeah, I wasn't searching for her naked, though. It was more of a romantic connection.
A romantic connection with Hillary Duff?
I loved her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Whatever happened to her?
I don't know.
She probably lives in L.A.
She might be available, Cam.
I think she probably is a husband and children at this point. But anyway, Andrew, thank you for admitting. I love that Britney Spears Toxic video. That got me all riled up.
How come I never heard of this before?
I didn't share that with you. I don't share every thought that goes through my mind. Okay. Mother. Jesus Christ. Kay says, I found out about internet porn and masturbation all at once when I was 13. You think 13 is the age?
Yeah, it's called pubescence.
Pubescence?
When you go through puberty.
Yeah, but is that, that's what? The year that everyone finds out about porn? I think I found out about it in third or fourth. I think I found that AOL thing in third grade.
I think you got aroused, by the way, when you were 5 years old.
Here we go.
I was in the living room. I visualized this.
You always tell this fucking story.
And I was watching the soap opera, All My Children. You're sitting next to me, and all of a sudden you look down, and you're like, Mom, my penis hurts.
What do you want from me?
You were getting all aroused.
I had a massive boner at the age of four.
It's five.
Five.
Whatever. And you're watching All My Children and getting all revved up.
And you put on very tight pants and tight socks on my...
Hold the phone. This had nothing to do with you wearing tight pants and tight socks. Nothing at all. Yes. Where did you come up with that?
Well, it would have been painful if I were getting aroused in like sweatpants or something like that.
You probably were wearing pajamas for all I know. I don't even know what the hell you were wearing.
I don't know. I have a story about
leave the room, please.
I told my doctor this week that I get pain when I get aroused. So maybe it started then. Anyway. I'll talk about that in a bit. Anyway, Kay says, I was pretty terrified and obsessed at the same time. Terrified and obsessed at the same time. Very interesting.
Yeah.
There is always that feeling of, when you meet someone, wrong. Is this person going to fight me or fuck me? This is a very interesting. Somehow I discovered a website.
I don't know where you're going with that, by the way.
People, that is the vibe sometimes when you...
When you do something
when
that you
meet someone that you're kind of intrigued by, you don't know if they're going to... You want to fuck them or fight them or something.
Or just that you just think you're doing something wrong and that makes you aroused.
Yeah. Okay. There's a little tangent there that I'm veering back. Somehow I discovered a website that was... A kind of guide to sex positions.
Can we stop for a second? Mr. Bean says, I'm 55 and still haven't reached puberty.
What? Damn. Wilma Flintstone got my first boner. Yabba dabba doo.
Oh, my.
Thank you for this, Mr. Bean. Mr. Bean is now a fucking... He is. It's as if he is contributing to the show. Like
he's here in the room with us. One of these chairs.
It's unfortunate he's not. Instead, he's in Maine attending to his sheep.
Yes.
For those just listening, Mr. Bean is a regular on the show.
Like a whack pack.
And he has experience fucking sheep. Anyway.
First of all, I don't know that that's true.
Mr. Bean, please confirm or deny. Let's get back to Kay, who says, somehow I discovered a website that was a kind of guide to sex positions. It had a bunch of minute-long porn clips displaying various sex positions. That would have been enough for me.
Oh,
one
yeah.
of those would have been fine. Because of the length, I'd have to continually restart or change videos. I guess I felt like it wasn't as dirty to watch because it was supposed to be educational. I love this. After I graduated from that, I dove into lesbian porn and hentai because despite being into guys, I thought penises looked like creepy aliens. XOXO K. Thank you, K.
They are creepy alien looking.
Were you immediately attracted or repulsed when you saw your first penis?
That's a very good question.
Thank you.
I'm going with Mick Curious.
Mick Curious?
No, I didn't know. There was no Mick. Just Curious.
I heard Mick in there.
I don't know. I was like thinking, Curious. And I went to Mick Curious.
Mick Curious. Okay.
Yeah.
You were curious when you saw a dick.
I think when I first saw it, I was like, whoa, what the hell is that?
Like an alien, like a weird alien, a creepy alien. Yeah. Yeah.
And did you feel this way when you saw your first vagina area, vulva?
I think I was immediately attracted. I don't think it felt like an alien to me.
Isn't it true, though, that men are more visually stimulated than women?
You've said this for the past 8 years, so I think it probably is true. Must be true if you said it for 8 years.
Cam, can you talk about your experience with Beducated?
My favorite website in the world.
I know.
Beducated.com. I've spent hours watching videos of people teaching me how to fuck.
Well, Beducated is where toe-curdling pleasure meets expert-backed education. Dive into 100-plus courses that help you enjoy sex more, master new spicy techniques, and radiate confidence in the bedroom. Everyone needs this.
These are sex courses by the world's leading sex experts. I've learned things from erotic massage to cunnilingus, to
giving a great blowjob.
No, I didn't learn about giving a
blowjob. Well, I did.
Even kissing, they cover all subjects.
Amazing.
No matter how much experience you have, these people will teach you whatever you're looking for. Even if it's up to kink, they have all sorts of kink videos on there.
What is the most common question we get asked? How do you spice it up? Well, this is how you spice it up. You go to Beducated.
Yeah, it could be a game changer, or it could just be a great, fun, kinky game night for you and your partner to do. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, this is the perfect time to give yourself the gift, give your partner the gift, give a loved one a gift of firing up your sex life.
With Beducated.
Just go to the link in our episode's description or at sneakypod.com. Click Beducated. Use code SEXTALK to get 50% off the yearly pass. And you can also test the waters with a 24-hour free trial. You have a risk-free 14-day money-back guarantee, so if you're not enjoying it, just send it back for free. Right now, you can get 50% off that yearly pass with code SEXTALK. One word, just click Beducated at sneakypod.com.
Obsessive-compulsive disorder, do you know what that is?
Yes.
It's when you have these intrusive, unwanted thoughts. They could be anything from having sexuality stuck in your head all day long. It could be relationship OCD. It's a real detriment to people.
Yeah, I've experienced it firsthand. Not necessarily OCD, but obsessive thoughts. And it's painful. And the difficulty is, not all therapists know how to handle this.
No, they have to be specially trained.
NOCD.com is changing the game. It's a platform that helps connect you with therapists who specialize in treating OCD.
It's so hard to find the perfect therapist, but this is a specific problem.
It's such a specific problem that it's super helpful to have one platform that collects therapists who are trained in exposure response prevention therapy, which is the gold standard treatment for OCD.
With NOCD, you can do virtual, live, face-to-face video sessions with one of their licensed, specially trained therapists. It's affordable, and they accept most major insurance plans.
Yep, it's effective, affordable, and convenient OCD therapy. Breaking the OCD cycle takes effective treatment. To get started, go to nocd.com to book a free 15-minute call. It's free. What are you waiting for? Kay just and also says, P.S. I just found your podcast a few days ago and have been binge listening and watching nonstop. Thank you for the laughs.
Oh, my God. Thank you for joining us, Kay.
Thank you for joining us, Kay. Does that warm the cockles of your heart?
Anytime I hear that anybody binge watches or listens to us, I'm thrilled.
Yeah. We got a comment over here.
What about
here.
You?
I love it. Oh,
Johnny W. wants to know if my first experience with
the penis was erect or flaccid. Do you want to answer that, Mom?
I would absolutely love to answer it, but I have no recollection.
Okay.
It's been a while since I first started looking at penises.
Mr. Bean says he can confirm and advocate the fucking of sheep, so...
Thank you for confirming and advocating.
Thank you, Mr. Bean.
Whatever's going on.
And then he also said McDonald's
place.
Playground. I don't know what that means. Crystal says the first time that they were looking at researching for porn, they looked for threesomes, but then it happened and they moved on to glory holes.
Crystal's a girl after my own heart there.
I wonder
ding,
if you
ding glory holes.
Ding ding. I wonder if you inspired her in her search.
I hope so.
Mr. Bean weighed in via text as well, saying he searched for everything. Clown porn. Excuse me, Mr. Bean. Is that a reference to me clowning? He says, relax, no animals or sheep. So now we're getting mixed messages here. Mm-hmm. Maybe because he was already fucking the sheep in the fields. He didn't need to search for them. He also said, I'd have to say Jeff's models on Pornhub really, really get me a huge bean all charged up.
What does that mean?
So I did some research leading up to this podcast
to
prepare. Yeah.
You did research.
Yeah. Cause I've never heard of Jeff's models and they are BBW models.
Oh.
So you see a kind of like a skinny guy and a very large woman.
All right.
I guess that's what gets Bean all charged up.
Got his bean all aroused.
James says, heterosexual fucking.
All in caps. He's very...
heterosexual fucking.
Very strongly worded there.
Didn't care if they were big titties, small titties, or any age titties in particular. I just want to see some dick and pussy action. In the beginning, I think most people are simple. Just following your attraction, be it same gender or opposite. Most people know what they want, and it's only once you become a connoisseur of porn do you start looking for your kink.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
So he's saying you got to watch a lot of it before you start going into one direction or the other. I think you just continually...
You're floating through the sea?
I was solid on a casting couch for like 10 years.
I was solid on those yoga videos.
You were solid on something else called...
Nuru. I like that. Why do you make fun of me for that?
Who's making fun of you?
I could just tell in the tone of your voice.
What is that, though?
They're sliding all... They're giving each other
like
massages slip and sliding all over. I don't know why I like that, but it's nice. I can put myself in that situation, and I imagine it would feel nice.
Slipping and sliding.
I talked to a friend of mine who's a woman and who doesn't watch that much porn, and she said, relative to her guy friends, most of her women friends... barely watch porn.
That's what I'm talking about. They're not as visual.
And she says she doesn't even realize some of the trends that are occurring on these websites.
Because she only goes for one type.
No, she's not going to porn that often. So she doesn't see all what's trending. And then she only discovers that when she's hooking up with guys and, you know, seeing what they're actually into.
Well, that's
very interesting,
a very progressive
huh?
young woman there.
Why is it progressive?
She's so open-minded. A lot of women are uncomfortable watching porn with their spouses or
you didn't listen.
Dates or whatever.
She's saying she doesn't watch the porn. That's why she gets surprised when the guy brings it up to her that he's into this type of thing. You see what I'm saying?
I see.
Okay. All right. I thought that was an interesting thing. Anyway, do you want to respond any more to James in his heterosexual fucking?
The connoisseur aspect gets to me. Like, you have to be a connoisseur. You have to watch a certain amount before you start leading in that one direction or the other.
I think it would be more difficult for someone to just immediately log on to Pornhub for the first time and they see someone, you know, alien with tentacles. And they're like, oh, that really gets me going.
What I don't even understand is people like to watch the anime.
Why not? It could be fun.
It's all cartoony things.
I think the cartoony thing is underrated.
Really?
Yeah. I can't say I've ever sought it out, but I could see how it could be attractive. I don't really get so turned on by the yelping and the...
What's a yelping?
The woman is in pain usually.
Oh, I don't like
love
that either. I don't like
Some
that.
Some people like that. I don't know. James goes on to say, the only thing I found was I didn't have much attraction to blonde women, which I assumed was due to my mother and sister being blondes. Not saying all blondes are a no-go, but a small 10% hold any attraction for me. I'm sure if we just turned off the lights, drunk, or going through an extremely long drought, my problem would disappear.
Absolutely.
Are you looking at hair color when you're looking at searching for porn?
No, but I knew someone who's he said he would not date blonde women because he doesn't like blonde pubic hair. I told him he's an asshole.
What? Why don't you like blonde pubic hair? Isn't it pretty like not? You can't really see it that well.
I don't know what he's talking about, but I just said that was kind of like a superficial.
I haven't really
superficial
thought so
move.
Much about blonde pubic hair.
Never mind.
All right. LJ says, plump rumps, big old booties, fat asses, grande culo. God, oh, I love me some ass. And then I feel in love with Alexis Texas, who I can only assume has a grande culo.
A grande culo or just a
big It sounds old like booty. LJ knew exactly what he wanted when he signed on to these websites.
I wonder if, like, you know, people in Texas, like a certain type or, you know... Alexis, Texas.
Oh, they've done studies. Pornhub releases a yearly, like, analysis of all of their users.
And you've read this?
It's fascinating. It's all the trends that's going through for the year.
Okay.
And it will tell you, like, you know, who their typical users are, what they're looking for and searching for. That's how we know the top search trends. And it's fascinating.
I already have this all... talked about during our mom's news.
Is that right?
No, I lied.
What?
No, I didn't. I was going to say, that would have been a good topic, but I didn't think of it.
Maybe next time.
Okay.
Tom, the elder statesman, was searching for verified amateur.
That's what I used to like. That's why I like casting couch.
Verified amateur.
Well, I don't know about verified, but I like amateur. I don't
well,
like
he's
if
verified.
If it's too slick, it makes it the storyline makes me kind of, I feel like it's stupid.
How do you verify that you're amateur?
I don't know. I guess they have to have a certain amateur quality of the video.
And amateur doesn't mean young necessarily. It just
not
means
at all.
That they're not professionals.
Yeah. I mean, when Alexis Golden used to go to a play party, she said, and people started filming her, that was amateur.
No, who's Alexis Golden for those who don't know?
Oh, a friend of mine was a porn star.
Okay.
We've had her on the show many times.
Yeah, but when you get filmed at just parties and... Yeah.
So she ended up saying, well, why don't I get paid for this?
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Sage says, first thing I searched for was porn for women, and I still do. It's a pretty good search term.
Right.
I wonder if what you get if you search for that on Pornhub.
It's Erica Lust.
Erica Lust. Yep. Shout out to Erica Lust. We
she
love her.
She was also on our show.
Yep. She and her husband on the show.
Yeah.
Loved it. Erica Lust. Great porn. Ethical porn. All right. Lisa says, the question must be geared toward younger people. When I was a young pup, AOL and dial-up, so wasn't searching online. Busted into my parents' room, into my parents' VHS2 tape collection.
That's what I'm talking about.
I was most interested in seeing dick and straight sex. All I had seen was naked women in sex scenes on Cinemax late at night.
Right, because the whole thing first started out, it was just all geared towards men.
Yeah, and it's a... But she was just looking for anything. She
you know
was
what
looking
I used
at VHS.
To get turned out by?
Huh.
HBO.
Real Sex.
Yeah. What was it called? Taxi. Taxi Cab Confessions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were they showing porn on HBO?
It was more like they were the driver was pretending not to listen to what was going on. And
you love this shit.
Shit was going down.
You love this surreptitious...
Sneaky
shit.
That's because we're sneaky freaks, right?
I don't love that necessarily.
Well, I like it. Okay, now don't
yuck
my yum.
Yeah. I mean, you don't like what I like, which tends to be Spanish speaking.
What?
I like Spanish speaking stuff.
You've never mentioned this to me before.
I have mentioned this every week, every episode for the past... You've constantly bringing this up. Every episode for the past 6 months, ever since I've gone to Argentina, it's always Spanish speaking now.
Spanish speaking porn?
Yeah, I prefer it in Spanish.
I mean, I knew you were attracted to the Latino women.
Well, that
I didn't
goes
know
along
you were talking about
usually.
Porn.
That's interesting. I mean, it could just be that I'm in a...
Let's reach out to the YouTube people here and ask them.
You want to find out if they're looking for porn in Spanish?
Well, Lyra says she searched for Mormon missionaries. Filthy.
Filthy.
Fake taxi is probably the best of the best in the UK. Thank you, Johnny.
Wow.
And he also liked New Room Massage.
Thank you, Johnny.
That's awesome.
Johnny's supporting.
And of course, Mr. Bean says fat is where it's at.
Of course. He loves that. Let's do a couple more here, huh?
Well, let's go to what Johnny just said. Okay, was it big or small? X, I'm guessing big as you are beautiful. Thank you, Johnny.
Wow. Okay. That was in reference to what was his penis erect or flaccid? And he's basically saying he was definitely erect if you show your penis.
Got it.
I
got to
spell out these hit-ons for you. All right. Jason says he was searching for trans cum compilations. Allison says she was searching for threesomes or group sex. William says he was looking for orgies. Liz was looking for interracial. Andy was looking for lesbians. Duh. We got
a lot of variety
over here. Cheyenne says, not exactly porn, but when I was 13, I remember Googling boobs and turning the safe search off. When I went to school the next day, I was so scared everyone would somehow know what I had looked at. I remember feeling so sneaky and naughty. I think I watched actual porn not long after that, once I realized no one was able to read my mind and knew what I had seen. Yeah, there is something very terrifying.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, I had that same anxiety. It could be
the people can read your mind.
Yeah, you can kind of... Or you'll get caught, you know.
Let me tell you, with AI, something's going on already.
Someone's reading your mind?
Yeah, kind of. So...
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I was searching on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends on TikTok, who I've actually met in person, she lives in Arizona, happened to be doing a live. So I joined her live stream. And it was just a real quick in and out, 5 or 10 minutes or whatever. Today, this happened yesterday. Today, I wake up and I thought to myself, I did a TikTok video with her that I should search for and repost because it was really funny. It was about getting sent dick pics. She said she liked it. I said I didn't. And anyway, she said what she was going to do is compile a compilation of them and send it to her kids, who are adult kids.
All the dick pics that she did not want?
Yeah, that's funny. But anyway, what the weird thing about it is, are you not listening? Am I boring you? I'm so sorry.
I went a little, you know when sometimes you lose hearing in one ear?
You lost your hearing?
Isn't that weird?
Just now.
Yeah. Is your phone on?
No.
Oh, okay.
The weird thing is, what do you think came up in the TikTok little bubbles? It's like a year ago, you were doing this. 2 years ago, you were doing this. The video I did with her came up today. This happened yesterday. That particular video that when she met me in Arizona and we did that quick little video about dick pics.
Could you have been thinking, this is what I did like 2 years ago and then?
It came up.
All right.
They only give you one bubble.
All right.
And it's whatever you do on the year
what kind of weird shit
anniversary.
Do you make of this?
I don't know.
You're flabbergasted?
I was flabbergasted. I'm like, how did this come up? It freaked me out. I texted her.
Do you believe in this kind of weird, witchy shit? Or do you believe that AI is taking over the world?
But even, why would, it was literally, it only works if, I don't even know if you understand this because you're not a big TikTok fan.
Excuse me.
You're not as much on TikTok as I am.
You wouldn't understand these things.
But there's these little bubbles that they put and they only do one a day. And then the bubble is what it was a year ago.
You don't think I know? I've been on social media before.
But this video was like 2 years ago. I think it was 2022, actually.
And it's freaky.
Isn't that freaky?
Straight up freaky, ma'am.
What would you say if I made a compilation of all the dick pics I've gotten and sent them to you?
Please don't. We're going to probably see Mr. Bean's bean. I think that we should wrap that segment up at this point.
There are so many different
We did. We got a lot of responses, and we really appreciate them all from you, Sneaky Freaks. And if you, again, want to participate next month, please give us a text right now at 310-356-3920.
I don't know if you're aware, but 52% of men over 40 experience some form of ED, that's erectile dysfunction, between the ages of 40 and 70.
And what happens when you can't get it up? What do you do?
We have the answer for you. It's called HIMS.
HIMS is changing men's healthcare. They're providing access to affordable and discreet sexual health treatments, all from the comfort of your couch.
That means you never have to go to the doctor's office. HIMS also provides access to clinically proven generic alternatives to Viagra and Cialis, up to 95% cheaper, with options as low as $2 per dose. That's so cheap.
Yeah. When it gets really expensive to get boners, it makes you not want to have sex.
Right. And we don't want that to happen.
$2 a dose, I can handle. The process is very simple. It's 100% online. You just answer a series of questions. A medical provider will then determine the right treatment option for you. If you're prescribed, your medication ships directly to you for free and in discreet packaging. Couldn't be easier.
And no insurance is needed. That's huge. Pay one low price for your treatments, online visits, ongoing shipments, and provider messaging.
HIMS has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. So if ED is getting you down, it's time to change that and get those boners up.
Ooh.
Start your free online visit today at HIMS.com/mom, M-O-M. That's HIMS.com/mom for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/mom. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. The one thing that I'm packing for sure to this trip to France, it's already packed.
Uberlube.
Is Uberlube. They have two different size bottles. One is a big one that you can put on your nightstand. Beautiful, perfect pump. Looks like a perfume bottle.
Right.
The second one is this little travel case that looks like a lipstick bottle. Very convenient. Pop it in your little dop kit and go on your way. Uberlube is perfect because it's just the right amount of lube. It's not gunky. It just lets skin feel skin. So if you're looking for any sort of lubrication, and as we say,
wetter is better,
then Uberlube is the one to go with.
What I love about it is there's no flavor, no scent.
For me, it's important that it's latex compatible so I can use it with a condom without worrying that it's going to rip it.
We don't want to have that worry.
So Uberlube right now is offering our listeners 10% off and free shipping. All you got to do is go to uberlube.com, enter our promo code SNEAKY, S-N-E-A-K-Y, and you'll get 10% off and free shipping. You can go to that link in our episode's description or at sneakypod.com. You'll get 10% off and free shipping on Uberlube. And a big welcome to Mrs. Elves.
How you doing, Mrs. Elves?
What's going on in your life, Mother?
Oh, well. I just wanted to share a little thing that's so typical of what happened to me.
Okay.
I had a colonoscopy.
Okay.
I don't hear back from them. I think everything is good.
Okay.
They say, you know, the doctor will call you and let you know how you did. I know that it was like one little polyp. It was removed. She said, don't worry about it. It's probably benign. New Year's Day, the phone rings. It is my colonoscopy doctor. She says, hello. I said, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
I didn't say what the fuck. I felt what the fuck. My heart started racing. I was like, why is she calling me on New Year's Day?
You never want a doctor to call you.
First of all, I don't want them to call me ever. They can send me a letter. But if they're calling me, it can't be good.
On New Year's Day,
like
something is urgent.
Urgent.
We need to remove your asshole.
Asshole.
That's
the whole,
what you're thinking.
I didn't think you have to remove my asshole.
You need to remove the whole asshole, GI system, everything.
I was shaking. She goes, you know how when I told you I'd call you? I'm like, yeah. She goes, well, you know how I took up out of polyp? I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, what now? What now? Why now? And she goes, well, it's negative.
Excellent.
Well, then what the fuck are you calling me for? To tell me that, I mean, honestly, I was thrilled.
What
obviously.
Do you want, a text message? Polyp is fine.
How about just email or a letter or something, not on New Year's Day?
All right, I agree. But she's probably just making up for lost time on New Year's Day.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you for sharing that very riveting story, Mother. Do you have a New Year's resolution you want to share with the audience?
I'm just going to try to do as much as I can this year.
Do as much as you can.
Yes.
Wow.
We don't know how much time we have on this earth.
So you're making it happen this
year. There might
be
more polyps in the next 5 years that I don't know about, but I'm just going to try to do it all.
Look at that.
Except I don't really like traveling by myself. This is putting a damper on my ideas about it.
Not so fun. Damn.
But anyway, We did have a little confrontation. I had another little confrontation I thought I'd bring up.
Okay.
Well, we had a little turtle viewing.
Oh, no.
We went to the place where they rescued turtles. And I fell in love with a turtle named Star. This is like a very, you know, these are like those big turtles that swim in the ocean.
Is this sex talk with my mom or turtle talk with my mom?
Anyway, long story short, the guide said that the turtles do not respond to the voice or sight or anything of the of people. But I had a little bone to pick with her because Star, I'm going to put the pictures on Patreon. Star, that's the name of this little three-year-old turtle. She came up to me and flapped her little flippers at me. And she had those big eyes and she loved me.
She did love you.
And Paige said, no, it's my imagination. I beg to be different.
You getting in a fight with the hospital tour guide? Is a turtle hospital tour guide that you're picking a fight with?
I wasn't picking a fight. I was just saying, this is bullshit. This turtle had a thing for me.
She and said they can't recognize humans. What's the problem with that?
How does she know this? What is she, you know, get in the brain of a turtle?
Maybe she wanted why do you give a flying fuck?
She was jealous because this particular turtle loved me.
She said this to you before the turtle loved you.
Well, and then as the turtle was developing a relationship with me.
You kept telling her,
she's looking at me.
You're unbelievable.
Later on, she asked me if I'm okay.
Yeah, how old was that woman?
I was mentally ill.
Was she like 20 years old?
Yeah.
So why are you getting in a fight with her?
It was in a fight. It was just a discussion.
She works at a turtle hospital saving the turtles. Leave her alone.
I just want to let her know that sometimes you should think before you make a declaration like that.
All right, that's fair.
Right, okay.
It was a lovely trip to the Florida Keys with you.
Thank you.
It was a very lovely time.
I had a lovely time with you and your siblings.
I've been living at a friend's place since.
I literally had to ask you yesterday.
You didn't know where I was living.
I did not know where you lived.
I'm living at a friend's place. They're not there right now. So as they're out of town, I'm just crashing.
How do you not have like any need for the comforts of your own domicile?
Because I have the comforts of their domicile. It's fine.
But it's like none of your things are there. You're just like you're couch surfing.
No, I'm sleeping in their bed.
you're bed surfing.
Sleeping in their bed. And you know it's interesting.
Are you masturbating in your friend's bed?
No, I don't tend to masturbate.
You masturbate in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I'm gonna do it, but honestly I haven't felt the need. Anyway, but I will say they have someone who lives below them. A hot woman.
Oh.
I hear her fucking the boyfriend.
How do you know she's fucking and not masturbating?
I know he's there.
You hear him or her?
Her.
There may not be anybody there.
No, I saw him coming in and then I hear some moaning later on. The moaning though, first of all, when you hear someone moaning, what is your response usually?
Curiosity.
You're curious, right? Fucking ear to the wall, trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Trying to visualize the whole goddamn
thing.
Yeah,
you're thinking that this is erotic.
Trying to find out which room in the house I could fucking hear this shit in.
Did you have like a glass to the wall? Like,
I'm trying to fucking drill holes into the ground and see what's going on in there.
Imagine if you had a glory hole. You stick your little eyeball in the glory hole, you can see what's going on over there.
Just a little eyeball.
It would have stick that in the there like Star, like my turtle Star.
The glory hole though is you usually fuck through it. You don't put your eye in there.
Can you imagine?
Just a little hole.
Yeah.
She looks up and there's just my big ass
eye.
You got
a big eye too.
See, it's like a turtle eye.
It's a turtle eye. You have a turtle eye like Star. That's how I know that there's a connection between me and Star.
Because you gave birth to a guy with a turtle eye.
That's right.
Anyway, so. You know, the downstairs neighbor getting turned on. First of all, here's some interesting things. The first time I heard it, an unusual spark of sexual energy came through me first before hearing anything.
An unusual spark?
I don't usually feel like a sexual impulse when I'm on my own.
What?
I'm on my own and suddenly I feel a sexual impulse. Something
you
turns
always,
me on.
You can turn on very easily.
I haven't been turned on in years.
But what about when you go to get massages and you freak out?
It's touching me.
When you go to a doctor's visit?
God, don't talk about I'll talk about that in a second. But,
so it's not that unusual for you to get turned on.
In this situation, being a home alone, I don't usually just get turned on. And so I'm sitting there and I feel a sexual urge. And then suddenly I hear,
So you had a psychic connection going on.
A psychic connection.
Like an AI thing.
Like an energy, like someone had just turned on the heat or something like that. What do you think of that?
Look at your eyeballs right now.
Yeah.
Would you focus the camera?
Focus the camera on the eyes. Yeah, that's what happened. Seriously. And then
I had the same connection, but not in a sexual way. With Star.
Here we go with the fucking turtle again. There's no connection. There's no fucking connection with the turtle. Okay? And you certainly weren't getting turned on by the turtle.
No, I was not. Were you?
No, Mr. Bean probably would have been turned on by the guy.
So, okay, you got the sexual urge.
I had the sexual urge.
Most likely it's because you heard them fucking.
I heard them fucking.
So that's not really that weird.
I think I sensed the fucking and then heard the fucking. And then the fucking ended maybe a minute later.
Her moaning?
The moaning ended maybe a minute.
Maybe she came.
1 minute of moaning? What is it?
She might have started moaning when she was about to come. You don't know how long the pre-moaning was.
I wanted details. I was about to go down there with like a little service bag, like a little like electrician's bag. You know?
No, I don't know.
Maybe like a little.
Like pretend you're doing like work in the house.
And then just pull out a bunch of different, you know, condoms and lube and say, does anyone need any help over here?
Your imagination is gone wild. Completely
I'm pretty
wild.
Good. I got a lot of condoms I could give them. And then I told my landlords, the people that whose house I'm crashing at, they said that they've never heard her fucking before. What do you make of that?
Maybe she's doing this for your entertainment. She knows it doesn't take you long to come. She'll just do a couple moments.
I barely had enough time to get a boner with it. I heard her twice, two different times.
In both the 1 minute she's in and out, done?
Both times, maybe a minute long.
So we don't know what's pre and post that.
I don't know. You're right. You're absolutely right. I don't know if there was a penetration. I don't know any of the details.
You don't even know if she was with her guy.
I know she was with the guy. That's the one thing I know because I saw
maybe
him walk down there.
Maybe he fell asleep.
You think she's moaning by herself down there?
Oh, yeah.
No,
I think a lot of women do that.
No, and then afterwards, I heard her laughing with the guy.
Maybe she was performing for the guy.
Like, and then what happened?
She used her vibrator.
And she's moaning?
What?
She was moaning. And then why are they laughing?
Because she was done and they were having a little guffaw.
Well, a little guffaw?
A little
ha-ha. Guffaw?
A guffaw.
Okay. All right. Well, I did the other thing.
Let's find out.
I'll ask the other thing.
What is that? Let's role play. How is this conversation going to go down?
Hey, what's your name? I noticed you live down beneath me. I'm leaving in a week, so let's get down to brass tacks.
What's going on?
What's going on with the 1 minute wonder over here? Wait, what was that? The end of the situation? Is that the whole situation?
That's what you were going to ask.
I want to find out some details.
There's no way you're going to be able to find this out.
You don't think there's any way I can find out
Zero.
This information?
Not unless you guys were like
we become
really
friends.
Stoned.
So I come, I bring some free weed over
yes.
there. And I say, hey, you want some of my Puff the Magic Dragon?
Yes.
And then we start smoking that weed
yes.
that I don't smoke.
I
and
know.
And then
you fake smoke.
At fake smoke, she gets really high and she starts laughing. And then I say, by the way, I heard some moaning for a minute. What was that about?
She'll be like, what the fuck if you freak? What are you listening to my moaning for? All right. Well, that's a good idea, Cam. I don't know why we didn't think of it sooner. I would love to get into your doctor visits.
Oh, God. I don't know how much I can share about this situation. We've talked about the cute doctor or cute. We're just going to say the cute person that works at the doctor's office. Oh, God. I went in for a routine exam. To get checked for some cystic thing that I have.
You always have things that you need checked out.
So the doctor comes in, doesn't want to spend any time with me at all.
Let's just analyze that. Why would the doctor not want to spend time with you?
I don't know, because I never met him before. He had nothing to base it on, unless there's a note in their system.
Yes.
What do you mean, yes?
There probably is a note in the system that this kid loves to go through every bodily part that he owns, and he's got issues.
Well, I got less than... Basically, this woman got, my downstairs neighbor got in terms of time with this guy.
You got less than the 30-second orgasm?
I got like a minute where he's touching my fucking cyst, and then he's like, okay, to the nurse, will you check him for his other lymph nodes? This is a cute nurse. She starts having me stripped down to my skivvies.
Yeah.
And then she starts massaging my chest and my...
Massaging. She's
probably... Full-blown massage.
She's not massaging. She's checking to see if you have any kind of problems.
It's massaging.
Not massaging.
That's how you check. You massage.
All right. Well, I'm sure that wasn't the goal.
And then she has me lie down and she starts massaging my groins. Yeah.
What was going through your mind?
I start praying immediately. I literally start praying, please don't get erect. Please don't get erect. Please don't get up. Please don't get up. Please don't go up. And the more you think about it, the more it starts getting erect.
Oh my God, how embarrassing.
Luckily, nothing noticeable happened.
Like you didn't come? 30 seconds. Whoops.
Nothing grew. Nothing noticeable happened. She might have noticed that I was having a near panic attack.
You were probably like...
I might have been saying aloud, please God, please God, please God.
She probably thought you were insane. Oy. So did she find anything?
Nothing.
Okay, then there's nothing wrong with you.
Nothing wrong. It's great.
That's great news.
Why couldn't the doctor do the inspection, though?
I don't know, Cam. Maybe because he thought you were wasting his time with people that needed to be looked at.
That's right. What do we got for this week for Hit On or Shit On, Mother?
Hit On or Shit On.
Hit On or Shit On. That's a segment where we look at your comments and determine if they are a hit on or a shit on.
I had quite a few, and I just took a couple random ones.
All right.
Well, this was on my TikTok after I did a little TikTok dance from @Kevin. He said, "You are cute, but you have no fucking rhythm."
Oh. Well, didn't you? I think you already used that before.
No, just it was a new one.
It's another this one you're saying one. You have no fucking rhythm?
Yes.
No.
And then this.
That's a shit on.
This is an interesting from Thomas Jones. He said, "I want to buy the undies you're wearing right now. I'm a big fan of your show. I would like to be on your show with your son because you never discussed it on the show."
Selling your undies?
He is way wrong. We have thought
you're
about
not
it.
Not allowed on the show because we've talked about that
we've
before.
We've talked about, and so would you consider this
it's a hit on?
It's a hit on.
It's a hit on, yeah.
Now I had two new followers.
His lack of awareness over the show, though, is a shit on.
It's a shit on. Two new followers. One named Brad Pitt, one named Leo DiCaprio.
Spelled incorrectly.
Yes.
Why is it spelled DiCaprio?
I don't know, but the next one was puzzling.
Okay.
Can you read that?
I eat pussy 5. Did you know that I eat pussy?
It took me a while. I'm like, who is this?
I eat pussy 5. P-U-S-S-I. You have a lot of lovely followers, Mother. These are hit-ons just in who's following you.
This one is kind of a gross one. "Look good, girl. You got my ass all creamy. I'm voting blue."
Ooh.
Well, I'm happy he's voting blue. Okay? We could take the blue. Can take
what
as many.
What a citizen you are.
I'll do it for the... I'll take one for the freaking team if it doesn't mean we'll have anybody red in power.
Great work, Mother.
And, a couple others here I thought I'd bring up. "Hey, I heard that you're a sugar mama, so is it okay if you can cash at me so I can get some food?"
Wow.
Piss. Oh, please. I thought he said piss.
Piss. Is that a hit on?
I think that's a shit on.
It's more of a request.
It's a request.
It's a request for money.
I like that they give me their cash app. Another one's, "I'm looking for a sugar mama. What's up? I love older woman. Can you hook a brother up? I'm super spiritual man, full of grace, and I'm single." Stop. Nasty. I guess that was supposed to be not nasty, but I'm truly hot looking at you.
That's a nice hit on.
You thought that was a hit on.
That's very sweet.
All right. And then what about the last one?
"You want to have an arm wrestle." It's another request.
I get a lot of requests.
That's a weird one.
I know.
What do you think? Do you think that's a sexual thing or just a playful thing?
I don't know.
If I were to approach a woman and ask her if she wanted an arm wrestle, you think it would be a hit on to her? Or no?
I don't know. What do you think?
It's a pretty fun line.
Do I want an arm wrestle?
Do you want an arm wrestle? I would be very concerned because I have a torn labrum.
I know, and I've got a problem with my shoulder too. But is that another way of saying, do you want to fuck?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
We have a live hit on or shit on. This is from Johnny, who says, "Karen, do you ever go commando?"
Of course. I love being naked. Oh, you mean don't wear underwear?
Yeah, walking around.
Of course. I'm not wearing any now, I don't think.
You're no undies right now?
I don't think so.
What do you mean you don't think so? You don't know?
I can tell you right now.
You're on a white chair. I'm so sorry, Joseph. Anything happens.
Well, excuse me.
What?
These are first time wearing these pants. They're very clean, and I wash them when I'm done with them.
Wow.
So, no.
Nothing.
So, yes, if you want to know, I am going commando right now. Who is this? Johnny.
Wow, I didn't know we were going to go there.
Johnny asks, will Karen be masturbating more in 2024? More than what?
More than Kim or more than your masturbation in 2023?
Or maybe from what I was talking about when I was a horny 13-year-old in the way.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be any number.
Do you think it's going up or down from
13?
No, from last year.
I could tell you, my teenage years.
It's down?
It's definitely down since the teenage years.
Well, Johnny just said, I just came. Jesus Christ.
I go that.
This is exactly what we didn't need.
We did not need
Johnny,
that.
Johnny, we don't need that. Can the other people in the chat kind of tell Johnny that we don't need him coming in the chat?
Yeah.
We don't need that. What is that?
I guess that's a hit on. Not a shit on. Could be a shit on to you.
We got
to
get the fuck out of this segment. All right. This is the end of hit on or shit on.
And that's the end of hit on or shit on.
God damn. Time for mom's news.
Mom's news.
Mom's news.
Well.
Mom's news is a segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info. What do we got, mom?
Well, and this goes along with my other discussion about my colonoscopy. I got sent an email from the same company, the same group of colonoscopy surgeons or whatever. And it's called, the subject of this email is how to clean your anus regularly without causing a rash.
Phenomenal.
I saw this. I immediately turned it on.
Immediately watched this?
Check out this video.
Phenomenal.
And then I thought to myself, this is a cam video. And I decided to send it to our whole family chain.
Yeah.
I sent it. You, of course, are the first to respond.
I immediately wanted to watch and read the whole blog post that came with it. Phenomenal newsletter. Even though I had a bad experience with these doctors.
I know, but not to mention that these doctors...
They wanted to give me 4 tests before even looking at my anus.
All they had to do is have you watch this video.
Do you want to give the cliff notes of what this video said?
The upshot of the video is don't use soap. It's a very bad idea. Think of when you're like what you use on a baby's bottom. You use like baby wipes, right?
So yes.
That's all you're supposed to do because a little glycerin, a little aloe.
Oh,
yeah.
You're really verbatim right now.
Or just get a bidet.
Oh, I love the bidet.
The other day, were you using my bidet?
Yeah, why?
I had a feeling you were in there for a long ass time. Either you're fucking masturbating or you're using my...
You think I was jerking off in the bathroom in your place?
I don't know what the hell you were doing in that bathroom.
I was washing my ass.
And it caused you to go on our Amazon account and buy...
No. That the surgeon, the video caused me to go out and buy my own bidet.
You bought your own bidet?
My handheld bidet. It's for prenatal.
And yeah, postnatal.
What does that mean?
Women that have just had a baby need to...
Why do they need that?
Because it's all raw and you get episiotomy, you get all kinds of problems down there. Not problems, but
so you got to put
results,
water there.
Results, you want to clean it out, but you don't want to, you know, get it too, you know, infectious, or you don't want to put cleansers down there.
So we got tremendous reviews, 27,000 5-star reviews.
But they're all for women that have just gone in and out of pregnancies, and you're
even better.
And you're...
My asshole's very sensitive.
You know who else had a sensitive asshole?
Who?
My father.
Yeah.
He had one of these portable bidets.
He did?
And my brother, too, I believe. But I know my...
These bidets. And no one's talking about the bidets. It's a game changer.
I love it.
I think I'm going to travel to France.
With it?
With the bidet. By the way, I'm going back to France for those people who are just tuning in.
In case you were wondering what he's doing, he's becoming the best clown he can be.
That's right. Why do you say that with such...
I'm just saying that explains everything. Because I say to people, he's going to clown school. They go, what, the red nose? I go, not the one with the red nose.
Well, kind of sometimes red nose.
Sometimes red nose.
It's a tool that we use.
It's a tool.
Yeah.
You know what I don't like? You're so paranoid about germs, but you'll use someone else's red, disgusting nose.
Why don't you like that?
It's gross.
Judge your own red nose. Anyway, this video, where can people find this video if they wanted to see this, how to clean their ass? And by the way,
YouTube.com. I'll share the link on TikTok. How's that?
Okay, it's LA Colon Surgeons. The upshot was, don't use soap on your ass because it dries it out and causes fissures.
Okay.
And maybe don't even wipe soap aggressively.
Because you went through this. Possible. You went through this for like a year.
Yeah, because I was wiping my ass and then I ended up getting, it got all irritated and I could barely walk. And he describes it like sandpaper in your ass. That's exactly what I was experiencing.
You must have loved this guy. You must have been.
I know. I wish you would have seen me instead of telling me that I needed to go get 4 tests before seeing him. Anyway.
All right. So that was mom's news.
Mom's news.
Mom's news. Do we have a Cam's Uppers today?
We have a little, maybe 2 minutes left.
All right. A brief Cam's Uppers.
And we hope you're enjoying this, guys.
We are having so much fun with all this live and live entertainment.
Lear is recommending celery juice daily for great colon health. I can attest, I think that the celery juice made me feel great.
And Johnny said, you had me at no knickers.
Here we go again, Johnny. Johnny, keep it in your pants. It's time for the segment of the show that it will actually make many of you come when you're listening to this at home. It's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers, the segment of the show where I share something near and dear to my heart, something that my mother typically finds
raw
or
titillating
or
boring.
It's Cam's Uppers. It is raw. It is.
Is it titillating and boring as well?
It's not boring, mother.
Okay.
One of my, someone said it's their favorite part of the show.
Oh, and Trang said, I'm so glad you said that. Now he's going to make it longer. Thank you very much.
And
Mr. Bean said he behaved. He held up his end of the deal.
Thank you, Mr. Bean. Okay, here's what I'll say. One of my goals for this year is to look at, it was kind of inspired by this band. Okay, so I'm for those not looking, I'm wearing a sweatshirt that says Proxima Parada.
I like it.
It's my friend's band.
I want one of those sweatshirts.
It's a cool sweatshirt and it's an even cooler band. They're incredible.
Will you tell your friend that I would love a size small?
I bought this.
I'll buy it. I love it.
You love this?
I freaking love that sweatshirt. It's really cool. It's different and I like it. I like the color. It looks soft.
I'm in the middle of Cam's Uppers here. Are you doing this on purpose?
No, I just thought I'd like a proximity.
I think you're doing this on purpose at this point.
No, I'm not. I like the what's it called?
Proxima Parada.
Yeah.
You're always trying to derail Cam's Uppers.
You're just trying to be like, oh, I'm so cool. I'm friends with the guy in the band.
No, I'm just saying this, that I had a conversation with him and he inspired one of my New Year's resolutions. What's so hard about this?
Okay. What was it?
He was talking about, when he was on tour, he was really, it's grueling to get up early in the morning. You're driving all day. You have to go and set up, perform, take it down. Then you drive the next day. It's nonstop.
Nonstop.
And one of his goals for the tour was, how do I just enjoy
being on tour?
The whole process, not just the moment, the minutes I have on stage, because it's such a small fraction of the entire perform, like the whole tour. How do I enjoy getting from point A to point B?
This sounds like a very insightful young man.
By the way, he loves Thich Nhat Hanh as well and has gone to retreats there as well. Okay.
Bonding?
We bonded about this.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say, though, is that as I go off to France, back to clown school, and as I continue to live this very kind of unusual life, I would like to remember, even during the most difficult times that aren't as glamorous as making people laugh on stage, that I could enjoy all aspects of it. The preparation, the turmoil, the classes that are more difficult.
The being on an airplane with someone next to you who's coughing.
Yeah, if I get sick, it's okay. It's all part of, it's like...
The journey.
It's all part of the journey. It's
enjoy
like
riding, the journey.
Riding a surf wave and tumbling in the waves,
Are you just kind of showing off your surf thing?
You're looking for moments where you can just pipe in and completely fucking take the train off the tracks right now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I just thought you were kind of like boastful a little bit.
No, there's no boasting. There's literally no boasting. I'm using a surf analogy. I didn't say I'm a fucking phenomenal surfer.
I would never
surfer.
Use a surf analogy because I've never surfed.
Yeah, you use a glory hole analogy.
I would never use the glory hole.
Yeah, you would. You literally use a glory. You said it's like looking through a glory hole earlier.
That is true. Right.
Anyway, that's fucking Cam's uppers.
I love it. You know what? I was talking to a friend of mine who is a comedian.
Oh, someone's boasting now.
Yeah. And she told me that she like literally when she's off at a party, she doesn't like to entertain because I said, but you do this all the time. You know, you go on cruise ships, you entertain on cruise ships. Monique Marbez, she's been on our show a couple of times. She said she doesn't like the feel, like it's always work. She's always working.
So how does this relate to what we're talking about?
She should enjoy the experience. I think she does. I think she does, but she's also, you know, in her 60s.
Yeah.
So it must be more exhausting.
Well, she also is working a lot.
Right.
I don't know why you wanted to end on that note, but that is the note we're coming to now.
All the people in the chat, especially Cam, to open up a meth lab.
The fuck? Mr. Bean, how did I open up a meth lab?
We hope that you open your meth lab soon so that you can experience life to its fullest. No, we are hoping that you go off on your trip and you enjoy the moments, no matter if they're good, the bad, the ugly, the surfing.
Thank you, Mother. I'll miss you when I'm over there. We'll continue producing the podcast. What is that look?
It's going to be a little hard to produce a podcast when you're surfing.
I'm not surfing in when France.
You're in France and you got the
I'm in the middle
nose
of fucking
on you for
winter
5 hours.
In France. I'm not fucking surfing. All right. Anyway, it won't be a lapse for you guys. I'm just there for 2 months. Relax.
Oh, it's only 2 months. I thought it was 3 months.
It could be 3 months. Anyway, I want to thank everyone for being incredible supporters of the show.
Johnny W. says, be safe, mate.
Thank you for all the support, Johnny W. Thanks for keeping in your pants as much as you can. Thank you to all of our commenters today, whether you texted in or you chimed in live on YouTube Live.
Also, please join us on TikTok because I'm going to continue to post a little the day of clips.
And thank you, our Patreon members especially, for supporting our shows, keeping our lights on, giving us the funding to actually record in this awesome studio. Shout out to Dr. Self-Tape /youpodcaster.com if you guys are in the LA area.
It's Patreon, patreon.com /sextalkwithmymom.
You got it.
You can see stuff there that you can't see anywhere else.
That's right.
Like a dead possum.
Oh, no. No more of that this year.
I thought it was a dead
rat. The resolution is you don't post dead possum pictures to our Patreon page.
I thought it was a rat.
Okay. Thank you, guys. We love you. Happy 2024.
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and Cam going off on his journeys.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
It rhymed and it was appropriate.
Tremendous. Love you guys.
Great sweater, says Johnny. If you want this sweater, I'm going to find out a way to get a link to this.
Proxima Parada. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.